Let's pray. Lord God, we ask you to use this time to further your kingdom. May we bring glory to your name. In your son's name we pray. Amen. So 'tis the season for birthday parties, graduation parties, confirmation parties, and the one thing persists. This is what I want to kind of use this morning as I'm reading the gospel reading. I'm reading, and I don't see it through the vision of a farmer. I don't see the whole farming thing. I said, we need to modernize this a little bit. What do people understand? People understand all about party. When you go out and you're looking to bring attention to something, what do you use? A balloon. Of course, let's see how much hot air I have in my head this morning. I'm going to see if I can do this. When you think of balloons, what do you think of? Water balloons. Okay, not now. What else do you think of? What was that? Air. Okay. Helium. All right. Talking funny. All right. What else? All right. Parties. All right. Cake. Presents. Come on. I mean, kids, we know what you're thinking. Come on. All right. But think of a balloon and all the different ways in which air escapes from a balloon. I mean, this is not a one-to-one parable of through the sower, but think of it. Think of how air escapes from a balloon. What's the first way? Thank you. All right, someone finally said it. That's annoying. All right. Now, if you really think of it, there's another way that a balloon loses its air. All right. Did everyone see that? All right. It didn't take too long, did it? All of a sudden, the air was out of that balloon big time. All right. Let's see how much is left. All right, so we have a different way that something loses its air, right? All right, so hopefully I can do this right. All right, so you think of a couple different ways. And it's just a small remnant of what it used to be. All right, so when you think of a balloon and you think of something that is like that, different ways in which air escapes from a balloon, think on this. Jesus is using this idea of the parable of the sower in our gospel reading this morning, and he wants to draw attention to different kinds of soil that are out there. And different ways, and this is what I'm thinking. I'm thinking of a balloon when I think about the parable of the sower, because there are different ways in which, even though the word is pressed into people by the Holy Spirit, that he's tugging at their hearts, that he's trying to fill them up and trying to increase in their faith, it's a couple of things where the soil here is something where sometimes it's good soil. But sometimes it's different kinds of soil in which Jesus points out there are rocky soil, that there are that soil filled with thorns, all right? And so when I think of this, I think of, okay, sometimes the word does not increase. Sometimes there's nothing there that the word attaches to. And so sometimes, like you saw there, is that the word just kind of seeps out. Slowly. Sometimes the word, you can see it in people when we go through different kinds of things. Sometimes Satan is right there, and he's trying to confuse the word, and it just flutters. And you don't know which way to go, which way to turn. And so it seems like this culture that we have here is kind of like that. It's floundering. And sometimes Satan uses some of the things that you hope that never happen in life. Some turmoil that turns, and all of a sudden this believer who is in church every Sunday has an amazing faith, can talk to you all about Jesus, becomes the greatest enemy of Christ. In a time of need, they're saying, where was God in my life? And so in the parable here, let me ask you, have you ever thought of this parable and thought, well, you know what, if the sower really knew, if he was a good sower, why would he try to plant in places which he already knew wouldn't produce anything? Isn't the problem the sower and not the soil? And so for a while, I began to wonder that myself and think, okay, maybe God, maybe the problem here is the sower. And if we equate the sower to God, what's that really mean? It means some way, somehow, God doesn't know what he's doing. And so I mix up myself here rather than take a look at it this way. If God tries to sow in every type of soil, every type of person, that God is right there in trying to get inside that person's heart, what's that say about God? That he is trying to sow his love into everyone, and he does not go from person to person saying, I'm not going to try here, I'm not going to try here. We have a God that tries to sow into people his love. Every single type of soil, every single type of person, God is there. And so this morning, I was trying to take a look at you know, what's really going on, and some of the early Lutherans talk about this, the conversion of our corrupt will, who we are, which is nothing else other than a resuscitation of the spiritual death, is only and solely the work of God. It's the work of God. And so when we hear about this sower, it's God working in people's hearts. When they hear about Christ's love, when they want to find out more of what it is that you can go through life's difficulties and yet seem to be frail, but at the same time be strong. Why is that? Because so many times Satan comes and he destroys everything. And people want to know what it is when things get like this that we can lean on a God that people say we cannot see. What is about your faith that leads you to believe in a God that I can't see and I have trouble trusting in? And yet here, God is saying, I'm trying to sow in them this seed of faith. And so I'm not going to quit. And the interesting thing is, he sows through you and me. He sows through you and me. Isn't that interesting? That God, the all-powerful, he creates, he holds stars, he revolves galaxies, and yet he says, I want you in your frailty to show people who I am and what my God and God's love through your frailty, not through your strength. And so in doing that, we rely totally on God's love and trust in whatever is going to happen, happens with him knowing it and with the knowledge that he will bring us through. Keep on letting God's love sow in the world. Let's pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, we're coming to a day and age where, let's face it, there's not a lot in the world that people can attach to. When there's so many things that would take our minds and hearts away from you, Lord God, help us fix our eyes on the seed that you have sown to us. Whatever, however we feel about that, Lord. There are people in here that are in different places. So we pray that, Lord God, your word increase through us,
through reading your scriptures, through hearing your word read, and Lord, by coming and receiving your gifts, the gifts of love through our confession, through hearing of your love of absolution, and seeing the bread and wine, seeing how you, through simple things, declared your love to us. In your son's name we pray. Amen.